B62. Number 3A.
All right. We just take another hour or so, gently and quietly and peacefully, in order to consider those last 4,000-year periods from different angles. See, I said, once we have a category, like the 1,000-year periods, then we have to see that we stick to that category and ask the implications that are involved in such a category. One of the implications actually is, as we have seen, how with that consciousness we can study the Bible. We have done that, and now we can ask, how do we study the textbook? Actually, you can say, well, the 4th and 5th thousand-year period didn't have a textbook, or didn't know the textbook. So how can you ask that? Well, it has to do with a form of consciousness, and not with a book itself. Now, we have seen that most Christian scientists in the field study the Bible with the 4,000-year period of consciousness, namely of trying to see behind things ideas. In the same way, we can naturally read the textbook. And if we have that consciousness, you see, we read the textbook with that 4,000-year consciousness. And what we therefore study in that book is always that we are interested in those passages, in those sentences, in those explanations that refer to that consciousness, which is what? We read then, now what? How would we read now the textbook in the 4,000-year consciousness? What would we pick out of the textbook? Ideas, yeah.
Use your concordance to see where the various parts of the body are mentioned.
Where the various parts
of the body.
Of the body. Yes.
Physical body. And then go and read that and get the ideas back.
Yeah. But body usually is a negative concept. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all right, yeah. Yes?
Well, you mentioned the concordance, I mean the glossary, where it takes Bible terms and finding ideas behind those Bible terms.
Yes.
Would that be the 4,000-year?
Yes, exactly. So you would be attracted in the whole textbook by those sentences and those statements that show something about exchanging the things into thoughts. Exchanging things, the objects of sense, into ideas. And the textbook is not full, but there are lots of statements that would really touch on that question. Or, for instance, you would very much see that Christian Science has to do with that we arrive by reversal at the truth, that error reversed hints to truth. We have those statements. Because then the student feels that this is what Christian Science teaches, that you just can take an erroneous proposition or a material proposition or things and then see that they hint to spiritual ideas. And that by reversal you arrive at the spiritual fact of those material propositions. That's therefore a lot of what the students were doing. Just at this moment, I remember this afternoon, I think it was, and I was saying, now, is this Christian Science, if we take the reversal and the exchanging of the objects of sense for ideas? I was very careful to say for ideas. And the answer was yes, that's Christian Science. That's what Christian Science is all about. Huh? That you reason from the physical to the metaphysical. Therefore, those passages in the textbook will be those passages on which the student is building mostly his understanding of what Christian Science is, and will afterwards build on this for his practice. And there I said, be careful, because that is not Christian Science. That is not Christian Science. Christian Science never reasons from objects of sense, never. And then from there, by reversal or hinting to the spiritual facts. That's not Christian Science. That's metaphysics. That's metaphysics of the 4,000-year period. And because that also has some kind of truth in it, it is in the textbook. But it's not in the textbook so as to be the purpose and the inner meaning of Christian Science. But it's there because science always includes metaphysics. Always. But if one only takes the metaphysics out of the textbook, that's not Christian Science. That's metaphysics. So we would come really to that big question, what is the difference between metaphysics and science, which I will not do now because we don't want to deviate from the subject we have under consideration. But you can see that still today, you see, many Christian scientists are just feeling that's Christian Science. You take everything that happens in your daily life, in the human world, in the material world, in the physical world, and Christian Science then for them is to see what ideas stand behind it. Isn't that true? You know Christian Science, huh? See? So, can you see, because such statements are actually in the textbook, that does not mean that that is the core of it. There are side issues, little side issues. And they are not that which goes right through the textbook. If you take any book today from whatever author it is called, in the science of mind or anything like that, then you have that kind of metaphysics going right from the beginning to end, but not in the textbook. There are just few indications, because actually the whole system of Christian Science must include a metaphysical, the metaphysical propositions, as we'll see later. But to reason then from there, because there are such sentences in the textbook that is the purpose of Christian Science, that's not logic. Why is it not logic? Tell me now, why is it not logic? But reason in categories. Don't say it's not logic, finished. Tell me, why is it not logic?
Because it doesn't fit into the structure.
Because it doesn't... Yeah. Doesn't fit into a structure, huh? Yeah? Tell me.
It doesn't go out from the truth.
Does it go out from the truth, huh? What did we say what structuralism is? What is the first keynote Piaget said in structuralism?
Wholeness.
Goes out from wholeness, huh? And if you go out from a physical object, you certainly don't go out from wholeness. Certainly not. Can you see how you must reason? You must stick to those very simple categories. Huh? And then everything is easy. So, Cyril, you see, you were right, you see. You said it doesn't go out from the system, huh? Did you say, therefore the system which is the wholeness, huh? Yeah? All right. Now, if we have the 5,000-year period consciousness with which we read the textbook, what do we read there? And what is then that which attracts us and thinks that's Christian Science? What part, what aspect of the textbook, of the teaching, if you read with the 5,000-year period consciousness, what is the 5,000-year period? No, not the Christ. Jesus Christ. But naturally, it's not Jesus Christ, naturally, in the textbook, that is, but what he symbolizes there, namely what? The 5,000...
Life.
In which way?
Well, I am the life. His voice keeps saying, I am that life.
Yeah. Flora?
From the point of view of oneness, undifferentiated oneness, we would be reading.
Is that the keynote of the 5,000-year period?
Symbol and a...
And what?
The word didn't come. Idea.
Symbol, yes. And what did he take as a symbol? Jesus. Jesus, the mortal, huh? Man, huh? Body, man, huh? What then is the thing there, yes?
Well, that we have to lay down the mortal to become perfection.
Yes.
That we can lay down the body for Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus, the man did.
We don't do, that they're separate.
But they are separate.
We have to accept the body before we can lay it down.
Yeah.
In the fifth, we accept that the body is the symbol of the Christ.
It's the symbol of the idea.
Yeah.
But therefore, what was it that the idea is dominating the symbol? That the idea is determining the symbol? Huh? That the idea is determining the human material situation. It's the relationship between idea and the demonstration of that idea as a mortal. The Christ demonstrated in Jesus, in the mortal. Therefore, it's all about that. You see, that consciousness which says the idea is dominating the mortal. The idea is healing the mortal. The idea is helping the mortal. The idea is saving the mortal. See, that's it. Can you see, when you reason just simply in the category, say, well, what was that new with Jesus? That he said that the idea and the body, that the idea and the mortal have a relationship. And that relationship is what? That the idea dominates the body, that the idea heals the body. Therefore, the whole period is dominated by Jesus, a healer. The idea coming to humanity, the idea coming to matter, and saving us out of matter. That's that relationship. See?
It seems to me that the church point of view is that point of view now.
Absolutely.
The main purpose.
Yeah. Absolutely. See, so their main point is the 5,000-year period. But
so
they say...
Then for them to realize that there's something beyond that.
Can you see that? Therefore, with that consciousness, we read the whole textbook in regard of how it heals. How divinity embraces humanity. See, do you remember when we did Apocalypse? Mrs. Eddy brought that out so clearly that she could show in the Apocalypse what John the Revelator also showed, that we have to go past the 5,000-year period. He said they are always well, the five are past, and there is another one and another one coming. And Mrs. Eddy shows in Revelation the difference between the 5,000-year period of Jesus and says, well, Jesus said John saw the human and divine coincidence shown in the man Jesus. Can you see the man Jesus? And the coincidence of the divine and the human. So that really the Jesus Christ is being brought out individually, in individual demonstration, but it's always bringing out that the divine controls the human. Therefore, healing is the foremost. And actually, if we read the whole textbook with that kind of frame of consciousness, we'll see the healing quite a lot all over the place. There are then whole chapters which hardly speak about healing, like the 10th chapter, the 9th chapter, the 11th chapter, so on. There are chapters which are not interested in it. But other chapters from here and there bring it out. So that the Christian Scientist who has that kind of 5,000-year consciousness thinks that's the purpose of Christian Science. That the purpose of Christian Science is naturally to bring out a better humanity, to heal. See? Which is certainly a nice factor in the whole category of the 7,000-year period, but it is outdated for us insofar, I must be very careful what I say now, insofar as that is not the main purpose. It's something that is necessary because always an advancing age, so to say, includes the preceding stages. It does not say the preceding stages are wrong. You see? It doesn't say they are wrong. They just say they are no more that which is the pith of our age. Yeah? So, what happens when we read the textbook with the 6,000-year consciousness? It's different. What is different? What do we read in it? Yes, Adele?
Since the symbol and the idea are both science, we have to read it with the scientific consciousness, read it scientifically in the system.
Yeah. We look out for the system in it. We don't look out for sentences that say how to exchange objects of sense for the ideas of soul. We don't look out how mind over matter functions. But we look out and ask ourselves, what on earth is the system that goes right through? That is, that has no breaks in between. That goes, what are the terms you want? That goes right through.
Is there, continuously?
Huh?
Continuously?
Continuously, you see. Whereas all the others don't go through continuously. You see? You take the 4,000, you only have perhaps a few dozen statements in the textbook. You take the 5,000, well, there are perhaps some 100 statements in it, very pertinent statements in it. But they are only here and there, spread out, can you say?
Yeah.
Here, still gnats swirling around, no connection in between them. Whereas we take the whole textbook from the 6,000-year period and want to see really the coherency of the whole text, of the whole text. Therefore, we are not reading nice sentences, but we are reading what relates one sentence with the next sentence, what relates one paragraph with the next paragraph, what relates one chapter with the next chapter, so that the whole textbook is one consistent whole. Huh? Can you see that? Then we have the whole. Again, we can see we are going out. The moment we want to see it in its structure, we have to go out from the whole. That there is not one statement in it, not one paragraph in it, which does not find its place value within the whole system of Christian Science. Then we have the definition of structure, as you know, where every part reflects the general character of the whole. Doesn't make you that glad? You should be. You should look happier. I mean, this is something terrific. To think that millions of Christian Scientists have read that book and have not seen what that book means. That they have only understood here a sentence and there a sentence, and if it's taken out of context, it's never true. Do you know what I said?
Yeah, it can't be true when it doesn't have everything else going on with it.
Absolutely. Huh? Well, can you see that the sentence is only, when is a sentence or a statement true? When it's put into the
right context.
Huh? Only then it becomes a scientific truth. Else it isn't a scientific truth, it's just a truth, but not a scientific truth. And it's a hell of a lot of difference if it's something is just a true statement or if it's truth. It's a scientific truth.
Well, if that's true, why did Mrs. Eddy give the lesson sermon?
Oh, now, you really hit me, huh?
Why did she do that?
Why did she do that in
that way?
1895 or something like that. Why did she do that 100 years ago?
Huh?
Yeah. Huh? Because they wouldn't be able to understand anything higher than that. Naturally, at that time, nobody knew about the system. Nobody could read at that time her textbook as a system. And even it's a question if she did it. You see? Actually, she couldn't, because at that time the textbook was not in the structure. It was only put into the structure in 1907. And only after that, she said, I begin to understand the textbook. So she couldn't. You see, God dictated her the textbook. She didn't write it. So she had to learn it. She said, I had to learn it, like the other one had to learn it, with a higher understanding, naturally. But the textbook at that time, when she gave the lesson sermon, was not a structure. Was not the whole structure. Yeah? And the students, what did they know at that time? At that time, they didn't know much more than the 4,000-year period. Namely, that behind a physical body is an idea, and that behind the chair is an idea, and that behind the table is an idea, and that behind the business is an idea, and that behind the telephone pole there is an idea. That was in their mind.
Huh?
You see, so that question which comes up constantly, those damned lesson sermons. They keep the whole field in ignorance because they train the whole field to think atomistically. How can you expect that the movement will ever know anything about science if they train them and demand that they think atomistically? Here a verse out of the Bible somewhere, and there a verse out of the Bible, and then very soon afterwards a sentence from the textbook, and another sentence from the textbook, then another verse out of the Bible, and another verse out, then another sentence out of the textbook. That's no structure. Yeah, that is not science. But for her time, it was the best she could do. You see? She always tried to be a mother and say, well, how much can the child stomach? Shall I give to the child milk or a good beefsteak? She chose the milk because a beefsteak wouldn't have done many good, huh? Well, all right. So today, you see, we can see, we read the textbook as a structure, as a consistent structure, a consistent one, without any loopholes in it, so that every sentence, every part of the text fits into the structure and has its right place, which we see in what we do with our textbook chapters. So what we do next week with Atonement and Eucharist, or what we have done with the textbook chapter, what we have in the epitome book,
yeah,
see, is actually nothing else but that. To show the underlying structure, the unseen underlying structure of the textbook. So can you see, if you take the epitome book, then that symbolizes really the 6,000 year period. Because it's just reducing a long text into a system of the capitalized terms. Huh? That's all that works.